Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here at the bedside table of children all over the world. As I sit on the bedside table, I am glowing and delighted with seeing the children's sparkling faces in the candlelight glow. And I was talking to a group of little children, and they're sitting in a circle, and they're playing a game. And they said to each other, "Okay, we're playing a game." And one of the children, who is always one of the leaders, said, "Okay, what game do you want to play today?" And they said, "I don't know, what do you say?" Now, he knew they were going to say that, because they always say that. They always like to let him lead the game. But he wants to let them think that they're leading the game. Now, "Okay, you guys, I guess you want to play the game of learning how to whisper." And each one of them had a big smile on their face. "Yeah, let's learn how to whisper. Oh boy, let's learn how to whisper." And so they looked at this fellow, and they said, "Gee, that's great. Okay, let's learn how to whisper." Now, how do we learn how to whisper? How do we train ourselves in whispering? Oh, they were all asking questions at once. And they said, "Why should we whisper? We can talk out loud." And the leader said, "All right, we can talk out loud. And if we talk out loud, then everybody knows what we're saying, and they don't have to listen carefully. But what happens when we whisper?" Well, each one of the children had an opinion, of course. And Jane said, "Well, when we whisper, we're trying to speak quietly, so that we speak gently and quietly and lovingly." "Oh, yes, lovingly," Jane said. "Lovingly, oh, yes, lovingly. Oh, yes, when we whisper, we're speaking lovingly. Oh, I like you. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh." Well, John said, "That's not so. When you whisper, you're putting a power in motion." "What's that?" "You're putting a power in motion," said the leader. Joel was a leader, and Joel loved to lead. "You're putting a power in motion when you whisper?" And John says, "Yes. The power you put in motion is when you connect with whoever it is you want to hear what you're whispering." "Ah, that's very intelligent, John. Where did you hear that?" "Well, I was listening to my mommy and daddy, and my mommy was saying, 'Oh, Daddy, you're so wonderful.' And Daddy said to Mommy, 'Oh, Mommy, you're so sweet. You're so special.' And they were whispering things to each other that they wanted each other to be." "I knew that. I knew that," John said. "I knew that. I could tell." "Well," Joel said, "if whispering is to be in control of something, is to get somebody's attention, you would think that the louder you shout, the more attention you'd get." "Well, sure, that's what you think," John said. "But that's not the way it works. Because if you shout loud, then everybody's shouting and nobody hears anything, and nobody hears what you're saying, or nobody hears what anybody else is saying, and nobody hears anything at all, and they just don't hear anything at all." And John's voice rose and rose, and pretty soon he was shouting. And Joel said, "John, you're shouting." "Yeah, I know. That's what happens when I impress something, not whispering." "Well, John, do you whisper a lot?" "Oh, yes, I do. And you guys don't even know when I am whispering." "Well, what do you mean we don't know when you're whispering, Joseph?" "What do you mean?" "Well, when I whisper, everyone becomes very still to hear what I have to say. Not at first, perhaps. At first, they're just yakking away, and they don't hear me. But after a little bit, I just continually whisper and speak quietly, and when I speak quietly, then they start listening to what I'm saying. And they don't realize that I am the master. I am in charge. I am in control. They're doing what I want because I am whispering and I am getting their attention, and they don't even know that I'm getting their attention." John, that's cheating. No, it isn't. I know what I'm doing. Marion said, John, that's cheating. No, it isn't, Marion. I am just doing what I do. And Louise said, John, do you always do that? Even when you say nice things to me? Yes, Marion, I say nice things to you because I'm talking to your heart. I'm whispering to your heart. Oh, John, you say such sweet things. Oh, Marion, I'm not talking like that. Oh, yes, you are, John. No, I'm not. Joel said, John, you don't know what power you got. You got power here and you got power there. You got power to get people's attention. You got power to get people to like you. You got power to get people to love you. You got power to get people to listen to you. Oh, John, hey, that's cool. That's real cool. And all the group says, oh, John, you just taught us something very special. And John says, yeah, what'd I teach you? Well, you taught us that whispering allows us to be important in our world. People will listen to us. Well, didn't you guys always know that? Well, yeah, but we didn't believe it. Well, you better believe it. You better believe it. It works. If you whisper, everyone will listen and want to hear what you're saying. If you shout, everyone will tell you, shut up. If you whisper to people, people will listen to you and will pay attention. Mommies and daddies listen when I whisper. When I whisper, I come in the house, I say, hi, Mom, how you doing? And she stops whatever she's doing, and she turns her head toward me, and she listens with both ears, and she says, John, where have you been? And she whispers back. And I said, Mommy, I've been playing outside. I had such a good time. Oh, John, you always have such a good time. Yeah, Mommy, I do. I always have such a good time. And I whisper back and forth. You know, not really tiny, tiny whispers, but medium-sized whispers. Because medium-sized whispers are, you know, like medium-sized talking almost, but a little less. But it's the whispering idea. Because everybody thinks it's a secret between you and me when we whisper. It's something very special just between us. Joel, what do you think of whispering? John was curious to get Joel's opinion because Joel always was running the show. Well, John, tell you the truth, I never thought of whispering, but whenever you guys get out of my control, whenever you guys get out of my control, I lower my voice and I keep on talking. I lower my voice until I get everyone's attention. And when I have everyone's attention, then I figure that's a good power of whisper to do. That's a good level of whisper. And so then I talk what I want to say. Oh, Joel, you're something else again. How come you're the leader all the time, Joel? Henry was sitting back, watching and listening and loving everybody. And he said, Joel, how come you're the leader all the time? And Joel said, well, I tell you, if you like yourself, you don't mind sticking your head out, sticking your neck out. You don't mind saying things that might make people unhappy or saying things that might make people happy. You don't care whether people are happy or not happy. You just do what comes to your heart and you do it all the time. And Henry, that's what I do. Henry, that's what you do and that's what I follow you doing. Because I look at all you kids and each one of you have wonderful ideas about you, wonderful abilities about you, wonderful, each one, not always the same. And so I listen and I learn from each of you what your wonderful condition is, how you greet people, how you work with people, how you're unconditionally loving and things like that. That's great stuff for me to know. And at all times, I train myself in whispering. Because when I whisper, then people hear me and people listen. And if I come in the house shouting, everybody says, shut up. If I come in the house whispering, everybody says, what did you say? What was that? They want to hear what I want to say. And I get their attention, and I can say what I want to say. And because I have their attention, they're not fighting me, and I am the happiest guy in the world. I train myself in whispering all the time. Well, Joel, can we train ourselves in whispering too? Oh, right. Every night, before we go to bed, let's all sit down in a big circle right around Mr. Candle here, and let's all learn whispering. Mr. Candle, will you help us too? Oh, sure, boys and girls, I'll help you. I can be quiet as a church mouse, or I can be the roaring thunder. You tell me what you want, and I'll be that. Joel said, Mr. Candle, we're talking about whispering. I know. Just wondered if you're listening. Oh, we're listening, Mr. Candle. We're listening. And we're waiting for you to share your love with us every evening before we go to bed. Hey, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman with his bag of pixie dust that he's going to sprinkle all over you and let you go to sleep and have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dreams about whispering. Ha ha! And when you do, you're going to feel so good. So now, jump into your jammies and jump into bed and grab your teddy bear and say, Mommy, Daddy, whoever is babysitting you that night, come, I'm ready for bed. And they come and they give you a hug and a smooch and they say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Just like me, Mr. Candle says, I'll see you another night. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.